Sweeter than a flower, growing by the hour. A Dimension 20 Fantasy High fanfic. Written by Non-Binary with a Knife. Read by Black Glass. Fig loves Kristen when she argues with her own spirit guardians about philosophy, and when she tugs on the hem of her tie-dye shirt, and when curls of her hair flop into her face, and she doesn't bother shoving them back behind her ear, because they'll bounce out again within seconds. She loves Kristen when they lie on a blanket on the roof of Mordred Manor, looking at the stars together. And she loves Kristen when she makes up names for the constellations, because she's the saint of the goddess Cassandra, and who's going to tell her that her names for the stars are wrong? She names the stars Gorgug and Riz, Adon and Fabian, Tracker and Rog, and she names the bright red one Fig. And neither Fig nor Kristen know that it isn't a star, but Mars. But that's not important. What's important is the way Fig's heart flutters. Fig loves Riz, when he accidentally uses Gorgug's mug instead of his own, because he hasn't slept in 6 hours, and when he takes off his cap to run his hand frustratedly through his hair, and she catches a glimpse of his Timothy Chalamet curls. And she loves him after a battle, when he looks down at his suit. He's always just bought it, and it's splattered with blood, and he despairs that blood takes forever to get out of clothes, and this was his favorite tie. She loves Riz when she offhandedly mentions that she's lost something. Something she does a lot. Something she's used to. She makes a game out of how long ago she lost something she finds randomly in her bag or under her bed. And 3 hours later, it's sitting on her bed. A typed note explaining exactly where it was. Fig loves Gorgug when he changes the rhythm when they're playing. Just a little. And it makes their music more personal and more real. And he doesn't have to say anything because they're so in tune when they're playing. She matches him immediately. She loves him when he wraps her up in his hoodie when she won't admit to being cold, because Sandra Lynn told her to bring a jacket, but she's a tiefling. She doesn't get cold. And then she stands outside in the snow for a little too long, and her teeth are chattering. But she can't ask for a jacket now. Fig loves Adine when they stay up late, trying to figure out a spell to stop yourself from being trapped in a ruby. And when she knocks on Fig's door, pale and anxious, and asks if Fig could play one of her songs, because the music gives her something to concentrate on that isn't the spiraling of her own fear. She loves her when she borrows her jacket, and Adine grumbles and doesn't ask for it back. And she loves her when they argue, again, about where she put her spellbook, and when they bicker over who takes longer in the bathroom in the morning, and who used up all the warm water this morning, and when they do rock-paper-scissors over who has to walk up all the stairs to get Aelwyn for dinner, even though they could just fly. Fig loves Fabian when he complains about ferrying her to and from school every day, even though he brought her a custom helmet that was adjusted for her horns, even though he doesn't wear a helmet himself, because he's not a nerd, and he doesn't want her to get hurt. She loves him when he listens to her suspicions about their teachers, and nods seriously, and when he dances like a leaf on the wind as her bass rumbles, and even though the two arts shouldn't work together, they do. When reporters ask in interviews what she likes best about her girlfriend, and they're interrupted by another pointing out she doesn't have a girlfriend, she has a boyfriend, everyone knows she and Gorgug are together. She doesn't say, her curls, or his actions, or his quiet care, or her comfort, or his understanding. She smirks and asks, which one? End of story. Thanks for listening.